do you feel pressure from the community to remain that face of hope? And if you were to ever find out that that the HIV had returned or that you weren't cured, how would you respond? Would you want to share that publicly? Would you not? Is it not important now? Do you feel pressure?
Yeah, I do feel a certain amount of pressure. I don't think, like I said, I don't think that HIV could return because of my sexual practices. But
anyone can check with the National Institutes of Health, right, in the U.S. to verify the cure. But do you feel pressure from the community to be that face, or to undergo additional, you know, biopsies and that sort of thing? Like, at what point can you just be you and feel like that you've done enough?
I actually kind of think that I have done enough, but there's part of me that says you've got to do more. You've got to prove fully and absolutely that I am cured of HIV and there is no HIV in my body.
I'm going to switch gears on you for a second to maybe a little something a little lighter, but that I wanted to ask. And hopefully, again, I'm not being too personal, but I don't know. That just interesting. You know, like on online or on apps, you put negative, positive. I think undetectable is a choice now. Like, what do you put?
Yeah.
Cured?
I was thinking about that. If I should put up, you know, in brackets, cured, but nobody would understand that on Scruff or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I thought about what I should put up. I think if I put up cured, it would lead to lots of questions or people saying, oh, yeah, sure, right.
Right.
I often have to tell people, I'll either go into the long story about everything or I'll say, look me up. Look up Timothy Ray Brown and HIV and see what comes up. But in my case, it's actually kind of extreme. It's more extreme because I feel guilty because I am cured. And just through a stroke of luck, I mean, I had to go through a lot of hell. And I often say I wouldn't recommend what I went through on my worst enemy.
Would you go through it again? Do you think
like
looking at everything that you've gone through and, you know, the really lows, you know, because your doctor basically had to almost practically kill you.
Kill me, yeah.
Would you go that far again?
That's a very tough question. I don't think anybody's ever asked me that before. knowing what I would had to go through, I think actually, this sounds horrible and I probably shouldn't say it. I think I would rather keep on taking my HIV meds.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't sound horrible. I mean, you're the only person in the world that's experienced what you've experienced.
Right.
And when we say that you've gone to hell and back, like you literally almost have.
I have.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. And that's an exclusive for I'm Still Josh.
Cool.
Thank you.